Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 6:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, and the buzz around the water cooler today happened to have been the Beaver Moon, which is out right now, and it is big, and it is beauty.
Yes, and that's the thing. It was, I want to say it was late in the 4 o'clock hour. We were talking about that, and had a texter saying, yeah, you know, out east, it's already kind of showing itself. So it's really made its presence known.
And, you know, it's interesting because it is so white and so clear this evening. I just went out there, and Captain Chris from our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, he was out running to check out the moon, you know. So a lot of excitement around the studios tonight. But so if you're take a look at it if you're out there and just admire the fact it's the last supermoon of the year.
Yes, absolutely. And this will be your first traffic and weather update of the hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. That is progressive.com/careers. Looking at the roads here, typically this hour we see a lot of traffic issues start to die down, and that appears to be what we're dealing with now. We may have a little bit of backup still on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, maybe a very little bit on 9 Mile just west of Palafox Street. But outside of that, there's not too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, 70 degrees. Actually, it's dropped a little bit more, 65. Low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow's high, 71. Low of 53. Another sunny, clear, beautiful day.
News Radio 92.3. Let's take care of some business here. The stock's ending down today after comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell indicated that they're not in a hurry to cut those interest rates. A lot of folks wanted another quarter point real soon. Fox's Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
Stocks losing steam in the final hour of trading as investors digested comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. While addressing business leaders in Dallas, Powell said that the economy is not sending any signals that the central bank needs to be in a hurry to slash interest rates. In the meantime, on the inflation front, wholesale prices rose a bit faster in October. Shares of Dow member Disney jumped 6% after the entertainment giant reported earnings that beat analysts' estimates. Its streaming division swung to a profit, and Disney provided an upbeat outlook. The Dow winners, Disney, Apple, and Microsoft, the Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Salesforce, and United Health Group. The Dow falling 207 points, the Nasdaq lower by 123, S&P 500 down 36. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And the FBI says that they have stopped a terrorist plot in Texas. They arrested a 28-year-old that was an alleged ISIS supporter from Houston named Anas Saeed. U.S. Attorney Alamar Hamdani says that the investigation started last year when the federal agents were tipped to social media accounts that supported the Islamic terror group. They were linked to Saeed, and search warrants revealed he used encrypted messaging to find explosives, which would reportedly be used to commit a mass killing. If he's convicted, he will face up to 20 years in federal prison.
Okay, if you're heading to Fort Pickens tomorrow on the Gulf Islands National Seashore, parking could be a pretty big issue for you. The Langdon Beach Pavilion, Battery Langdon parking lots are going to be closed for resurfacing, making parking spaces extremely rare. So you might plan your time accordingly when and if you're heading out to the island tomorrow.
Yes, and Tropical Storm Sarah touched on this earlier this afternoon. Not going to be a problem for us, but it has delayed the SS United States moving from Philadelphia to the Gulf Coast. The ocean liner was set to begin the journey tomorrow, trying to end up at the Port of Mobile, but with Sarah expected to move into the Gulf next week, it's now being pushed back, and there's currently no word on when the move will be rescheduled. If you have forgotten what the SS United States' purpose is, it's an ocean liner that once makes it to the Gulf Coast, it'll be prepared to be made an artificial reef off the coast of Okaloosa County.
Okay, NAS Pensacola will have a new skipper tomorrow. Current commanding officer Captain Terry Shashati is retiring after a 26-year Navy career. Captain Chandra Newman is going to take the reins. A ceremony is being held tomorrow on base over at the Naval Air Museum. Democrats in Congress, by the way, are calling on President Biden to take some actions before officially handing off the presidency. If you notice, Joe Biden's starting to get those last-minute long trips in on Air Force One.
Right.
He's taking one, as a matter of fact, as we speak. Fox's Business's Hillary Vaughn has more from Capitol Hill.
House Democrats are well aware that time is running out. They don't want to be sitting ducks during this lame duck session, so they want President Biden to use his executive authority and get to work, doing everything from sparing as many immigrants from mass deportation as possible to preventing entire agencies from being shut down. Democrats also chimed in on how some of their supporters have been reacting to this devastating election loss. Some Democrats in Congress seem to be brushing off this election loss a little bit better than some of their supporters.
All righty. Also mentioned this last hour, but want to give you another reminder. The Pensacola Beach Chamber putting on holiday family-themed events throughout the month of December. The Chamber's 2024 Season Year Holidays festivities kick off with the Lighted Boat Parade on December 6th, setting sail from Sabine Marina, on December 8th. It is the annual Surfing Santa Beach Parade rolling at 2 p.m. from Avenida 10 down Via de Luna toward Casino Beach, and at midnight on December 31st. Keep your eyes focused on the Pensacola Beach skies for this New Year's Eve free firework display along the Santa Rosa Sound. And I'll throw another one in there because we had a texter ask about it. There is also a lighted boat parade in the Gulf Shores Orange Beach area over in Alabama, and that, according to their site, is supposed to be underway 4 p.m. December 14th.
619 News Radio 92.3. If you ever watched the old show Hee Haw and you saw Junior Samples on there when he was famous for going, Hee Haw, salute. Remember? Do you remember Junior Samples?
No. We've had this conversation, but I do not remember watching it.
Okay,
no.
Well, I'm going to give out one of those big salutes to Brant and Samantha Hendricks, third-generation farmers of Hendricks and Son Farms up in Jay, and recently named the state winners of the Florida Farm Bureau's Achievement and Agricultural Award. Big deal here. The couple will advance to the national competition next year. That'll happen in San Antonio. The award recognizes young farmers and ranchers who have excelled in their farming or ranching operations and exhibited superior leadership abilities. Congratulations, Brant, Samantha Hendricks. Nice job, guys.
Congratulations indeed. 620 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got a couple of Lauderhill police officers in the state of Florida being held accountable for more than a decade after a crime that they committed. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, come on. Start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Pour down in the rinse change.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers.
One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh fights odor in just one wash, guaranteed.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Searching for the perfect Christmas gift? Stop by Pensacola Hardware for thoughtful, practical gifts that they'll love and use all year long. Shop local at our store in downtown Pensacola for hand-picked selections. From gourmet cookware like Le Creuset, Heston, Wusthof knives, to custom gift baskets, Yeti gear, and more. Whether it's an exclusive Pensacola ornament or the latest power tools, there's something for everyone on your list. Visit Pensacola Hardware at 20 East Gregory Street and make this holiday season one to remember.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and Brandy, the Looking Glass.
Yes.
1976, I believe that was.
Yeah, all I know is that, it was 70s, yes. All I know is that it was long ago. I don't have the exact year.
I wish I had a dollar for every time I played that song on a radio station.
Yeah, it's a pretty reliable one.
Oh, it's a great song. No.
And it's a good intro.
It's an iconic song.
Yeah, it's got a good intro for a bumper.
Oh, that's a great thing here. I do hope you're having a great Thursday Beaver Moon afternoon, evening. Thanks so much for having us on today. Passing on what's going on, I got to tell you, we sometimes lose track of exactly what's going on in this world. There's so many different hot spots that you need to talk about. U.S. forces in the Middle East becoming, unfortunately, bigger targets following last week's presidential election. Fox's Jennifer Griffith has the latest from the Pentagon.
Since the U.S. election, Iranian proxy groups in the Middle East have ramped up attacks on U.S. forces, and the Biden administration has responded with immediate retaliatory strikes in both Syria and Yemen, a more immediate, muscular response than we've seen in the past year. Using the F-35C stealth fighter jets for the first time ever in combat, U.S. Central Command carried out strikes on Houthi targets in Yemen on November 9th and 10th, taking out Iranian weapons storage facilities.
All right, just a little bit past 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. As I said earlier this hour, typically around the 6 o'clock time, we don't have too much going on. That appears to be the absolute case now. Had some backups, very mild on 9 Mile and on Gulf Breeze Parkway, but they've just seemingly about cleared out. So
you're feeling pretty good about it.
Oh, right? Yes, I am on cloud 9, my friend. So traffic is looking good. If there's anything holding you up, it shouldn't do so for long. As for the weather, very nice, 65 degrees, low of 55 tonight officially. Tomorrow, high of 71, low of 53. And Saturday and Sunday, while maybe a little bit warmer, they set around the same tone.
Okay, so there you are. You're getting the family together, thinking about doing that Thanksgiving getaway flight. You know, getting all prepared for that. There's some information to pass along to you this afternoon. A breakthrough in the medical world could help patients who have to travel long distances for their treatments. And this falls into the case of a lot of people that have to maybe go to cancer facilities in Houston or New Orleans or Atlanta or whatever, or even down in Gainesville, Florida at Shands. These are some of the top facilities in the world. Fox's Lisa Brady has more on this report in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. The medical and technological worlds often go hand in hand, with new devices providing breakthroughs in healthcare that researchers hope will improve people's lives. Now, engineers at the University of Hawaii are revealing more about how their tiny robots can revolutionize future treatments in big ways. Researchers hope they'll open doors for more minimally invasive treatments in the future. The bots are made of a mesh structure, allowing them to morph as they wind through the body's vessels. Unlike some other surgical tools which have cords, doctors will be able to direct these robots around the body externally using magnetic fields. Once the robots are at their desired locations inside a patient, doctors also hope this could result in helping patients who might need to travel a long distance for treatment, instead allowing a doctor to remotely control a robot to help with a medical issue. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Yeah, Buck Rogers stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Hinted at this before the break. More than a decade after two now former Lauderhill police officers were accused of pulling over a car and forcing the two women inside into sex acts, one is sentenced to 15 years probation with a four-year prison term suspended. But Broward County Judge Michael Usan still had tough words for Franklin Hartley. Hartley pleaded no contest to unlawful compensation and battery. Fellow officer Thomas Miranda has withdrawn his no contest plea for unlawful compensation. He allegedly told one of the women to punch him in the groin for satisfaction. His next court date is in February.
Okay, that's number three for our Knucklehead Award this week, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
we've got a depth chart for sure.
Yes, we do. Gulf Breeze Zoo has a brand new resident just in time for the holiday season.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus.
My brother and I loved that song as kids because our mother hated it.
Well, the zoo says one of their Nile hippos named Cleopatra gave birth recently to a baby male calf. The name, Chibuzo, and both are said to be doing just great, excellent condition this afternoon. And they are currently on exhibit at the Gulf Breeze Zoo. The zoo says you can see Cleopatra and Chibuzo from their Safari Express train.
Wow.
You didn't do Boo at the Zoo this year, did you? I could see it in your face. That guilt look all over your face. I didn't have time to do it.
Yeah, one of my deepest regrets.
Let me tell you, the Gulf Breeze Zoo did an outstanding job. They went over the chains this year. So if you want to see a lot of cool animals and have a great time with the family, head to the Gulf Breeze Zoo.
I'm Tom Rigotti. President-elect Donald Trump is tapping Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports.
Even before Kennedy was nominated for secretary, Democrats were stirring. He has vowed to reorient federal health agencies, rid them of influence by big pharma, ban food additives, and boost research into the effects of pesticides and chemicals.
President Biden is in Lima, Peru, attending the Asian-Pacific Economic Summit. Fox's Jared Halpern has more.
In meetings with the leaders of South Korea and Japan this week, President Biden will seek to make the trilateral relationship between the countries permanent. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
I do have some measure of confidence that that kind of initiative, properly institutionalized, can endure and be sustained.
Biden will also attend his final G20 summit in Brazil. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Federal law enforcement agents raided the downtown New York home of Polymarket CEO Shane Coplin yesterday. The DOJ is investigating Polymarket for allegedly allowing U.S.-based users to bet on the website, which for weeks was projecting Trump to win the election, despite popular polls showing otherwise. Stocks were little changed today as investors tried to reignite that post-election momentum that boosted the major averages to several record highs. The Dow fell 207, the S&P 500 dropped 36, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ tumbled by 123 points. Disney reported fiscal fourth quarter earnings today that just snuck by analyst estimates as streaming growth helped to propel its entertainment segment. Company executives touted Disney's progress during last year, issuing guidance for fiscal years 25, 26, and 27. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by Wendy's Any Size Soft Drinks for a buck. If you've been paying attention to college football this year, no one should be surprised that Georgia didn't make the second college football playoff bracket. However, with them being ranked 12th, even after suffering their second loss in the season, I do feel confident Georgia will find a way to make the playoff come December. With Nico Iamaleava's status unknown for Saturday, Georgia should be able to defeat Tennessee and go on to win out their regular season games to make the playoff. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You okay?
Sorry, I can't sleep with this cough.
Sounds like you need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with NyQuil VapoCool. It's NyQuil plus a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Whoa.
So you're ready to get some sleep? Thank you, NyQuil VapoCool.
NyQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing nighttime coughing, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine and More, find Merlots and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, the bottle's so perfect and perfectly priced.
Love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign and drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport, don't miss the return of Sign and Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign and Drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost. Pass the jar.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon.
Ugh.
The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It's 6:37, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Big NFL game tonight, Austin. It's going to be one of those monster games. Washington, Philadelphia. By the way, we've already cranked it up on ESPN Pensacola at 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. They're doing the pregame show right now, and then they'll start the kickoff at 7:15 this morning, or this evening. Who do you pick in this game?
Man, that's tough. I'm going to take the Commanders. They just recently lost to my Steelers. Heartbreaking loss. But, you know, it's a quality loss, if I do say so myself. They're looking to bounce back, looking to get right back on track, not lose any confidence. The Eagles, I think they have a little bit of false confidence after beating up on the Cowboys the way they did. I don't think that was just indicative of the Eagles and their worth as a team. I think it also just showed the circumstances that the Cowboys are suffering from right now. I think it just kind of exploited that. So I will take the Commanders to win and have a first place, a firm first place in the division.
Okay, two monster NFL teams going at it tonight. Also, the Cleveland Cavaliers, were shifting gears on you. NBA action continue their legendary win streak. Fox's Tim McAllister has more on it.
Make it 13 straight wins for the Cavs. They beat the Sixers in Philly 114-106 Wednesday night. The record for wins to start a season is 24 by the 2015-2016 Warriors. Victor Wembanyama hit 8 three-pointers, scored a career-high 50 as the Spurs beat the Wizards 139-130. San Antonio also announced that head coach Greg Popovich, who has missed the team's last 7 games, suffered a mild stroke on November 2nd. The NBA's all-time wins leader is expected to make a full recovery, no timetable for his return. First place on the line in the NFC East when the Commanders visit the Eagles tonight on Thursday Night Football. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
All right, there you go. Real quickly here, let's run through our local teams. UWF taking on Valdosta State in a game that will probably determine a GSC champion.
Oh, yeah. Valdosta State, top-ranked, unbeaten, at home. Everything's pointing to them winning. Well, I say no. UWF has been firing on all cylinders. Had a bumpy start. Very rough schedule to start. But you know what? They have turned it around. They haven't even winced at some of their competition. It could just be because the teams aren't that great. You beat Delta State, and they were looking pretty good at the time that you beat them. But since then, you know, Erskine was terrible. North Greenville was a hit-or-miss team. They were, like, losing as much as they were winning. Shorter and Choan, they aren't great. So maybe UWF is just benefiting from a weak schedule, but I think that this team is well-coached, well-built, still trying to remain as a consistent Gulf South contender. I think they go into Valdosta State, remind us why this is such a big rivalry, stun them on the road.
Okay, Argos, Valdosta State, kickoff 6 p.m. Saturday on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. Shifting gears again to you, FCC this week. Coming up Saturday, Texas, Arkansas.
That's an upset alert, but I'll take Texas to win.
ULM, Auburn.
I have Auburn winning that one soundly, 37-7.
Murray State at Kentucky.
Jeez, Kentucky.
Mercer at Alabama.
I'm going to name drop here, okay? Bill Clark, the guy I do War Eagle Weekly with. That's Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. On ESPN Pensacola, by the way. He said, and I asked him right on air if he was joking, and I don't think he was. He said that this is an upset alert. Mercer's 9-1. They have a very good offense. He took them as like a, hey, look out for this team against the Tide this weekend. I do believe this is Mercer's best chance to beat Alabama, but I don't see it happening. I've got a blowout.
Okay, here's a coin flip game, LSU, Florida.
That is kind of a coin flip just because LSU really got humbled by the Tide. Florida really just in a shoddy situation right now with their QB, but it's a rivalry. I don't know if LSU is going to be boosted or if they're going to...
The swamp's always hard.
That's the thing. In Gainesville, so it's really making it tricky. I don't know how bad Florida's quarterback situation is at this point. LSU, I don't know if they're going to be eager to send a message, bounce back, or if they're going to be kicked while they're down. I'm really not sure. I will take LSU to win it, though, but it's probably not going to be some beatdown.
Okay, Missouri, South Carolina.
I've seen some folks taking Mizzou. I don't buy that for a moment. At home, South Carolina favored by double digits. I'm right there with them. Give me the Gamecocks.
Here's the game of the weekend, in my opinion, Tennessee, Georgia.
That is absolutely the game of the weekend because we, if Georgia loses, we will see a team essentially be eliminated from playoff contention when they've been one of the most dominant teams in college football, probably the most dominant in the last 5 years.
New Mexico State, Texas A&M.
yeah, New Mexico State's going to lose that. So give me A&M. And when it comes to Georgia and Tennessee, give me Georgia. They're at home. They're a championship-built team. I think they lock in. I think they bounce back. They know that their back's up against the wall, and they'll take care of business against the Volunteers. As for tonight, we do have a game that recently, just now getting underway, East Carolina, Tulsa. East Carolina 5-4 right now. They're playing for a bowl game. Very, very happy for them. Tulsa has a record of 3-6. They have to win out to go bowling. So very, very big postseason stakes for both teams on the line here.
I did want to add this, and we were talking about the Mercer-Alabama game.
Yes.
On there. Tomorrow morning on... this is on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, at 10 a.m. It's the Roll Tide radio show.
Yes.
Might get a kind of an insight in terms of how they're approaching that Mercer game. It's at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yes.
On ESPN. Just thought I'd pass out.
With yours truly and Woody Waters. So thank you very much for promoting that.
Okay. Contestants, I like this. I know kind of where it's going. Contestants will have a chance to compete in a new baking show that is inspired by one of the most iconic and successful fantasy franchises of all time. Have I got you intrigued here?
Yes.
Okay. Fox's Monica DeLuca has more in Fox Tube.
Fox Tube.
I'm Monica DeLuca, out now on the Food Network and Max. A new baking competition called Harry Potter Wizards of Baking. 9 teams of pastry chefs compete to make the most spellbinding edible showpieces inspired by the Harry Potter saga.
3, 2, 1, Alesto Momentum.
The show, which takes place on some of the movie sets, is hosted by James and Oliver Phelps, who played Fred and George Weasley. There are 2 culinary judges, Carla Hall and Joseph Youssef, and a mix of Harry Potter cast members. Are you feeling nostalgic for the Summer Olympics? Sprint Part 2 is out on Netflix, showing behind-the-scenes looks and preparations for the Paris 2024 Olympic track events. It follows American athletes like Gabby Thomas, Noah Lyles, and others from Jamaica, St. Lucia, Botswana, and Italy. That's Fox Tube on Fox News.
Man, you know, would you be surprised if I told you that I had never seen Harry Potter? Never seen it, never read it.
Come on.
Well, didn't you say that you've never seen Star Wars?
I never, or Star Trek.
Yeah, Star Wars or Star Trek. I honestly think that would be more surprising to people than my Harry Potter fun fact for you.
You need to go to Universal. That's where you need to
go. I actually have been there, and I rode the Twin Dragons.
Yeah.
Harry Potter ride.
No, not the roller coaster. The main main ride through the castle.
I think I did that, too. Because it was very interactive.
It was wild, wasn't it? Anyway, Harry
Yeah, no,
Potter.
It was fun. And it's been years, but I did do that.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, today's clicking. The time is going away here because today's a special day. Red Cup Day at Starbucks.
Yes.
This is where you go, wow. Okay.
Wow.
There you go. The 2024 edition of Red Cup Day, just about to wrap up here, participating in Northwest Florida locations. During this whole day-long event, Starbucks has been distributing those free limited edition 16-ounce reusable red cups. And they have a little caveat here, while supplies last.
Yes, very important.
Probably forget that about. That happened about 4 or 5 hours ago. this was for customers that buy. Here's a little disclaimer here. You get one of those free cups if you buy one of the chain's holiday drinks.
That's
always a catch. Fred Simpson always says, you know.
As if there wasn't enough.
Always a catch.
As if there wasn't enough incentive to buy them. All righty, 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean it. The roads, nothing's going on there. Shouldn't be much holding you up for too long if you're stuck somewhere. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 55. Friday and this weekend, going to be beautiful. Beautiful 3 days there. Highs into low to mid 70s and lows into 50s. The lows will creep back up to 64 on Sunday night, but that's pretty forgivable.
All right, 6:46. News Radio 92.3, the satirical website The Onion has purchased Alex Jones's InfoWars site.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with this show? It was pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, I know InfoWars was a lot of conspiracy stuff.
Total.
But The Onion is, as you said, a satirical site.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen some of their videos in the past.
They're kind
of
funny.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, with help from the Sandy Hook families who have judgments against the internet host, this is going to be a very, very interesting marriage.
Alex Jones owes millions of dollars to the Sandy Hook families after they sued him over his false claims that they were all actors and that the shooting never happened. A judge in Houston ruled that Jones' site InfoWars and assets owned by his company could be auctioned off in bankruptcy. The Onion won the auction, and Jones confirmed it in a video he posted to X.
They said, well, they're shutting us down, even without a court order. This morning, the Connecticut Democrats with the Onion newspaper bought us. They asked, did they outbid? They said, well, it was competitive. So they changed all the bidding rules, made it secret 2 days ago. I had a bad feeling. I told you that.
He said today would likely be his last broadcast on the site. One Sandy Hook parent said the death of InfoWars is the justice they've been waiting for. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Mm-hmm. And now you know.
Yes, and I do think there is some poetic justice to that, especially with The Onion being supposed to be like a Joker site. It's just, if you've never seen their videos, I do recommend looking them up. They are funny. they can be funny. But yeah, to see a laughingstock made out of that show after it spread the harmful lies that it did, and the fact that the Sandy Hook parents played a role in it. That's, as I said, I think that's comedic and poetic justice there.
All right. News Radio 92.3. I got to appoint these great people out. These are real heroes in the community here. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Seville Rotary. And they just wrapped up their 12th annual steak cook-off. They did this down at the Quarter, drew over 1,000 attendees, raised over $33,000 to support community organizations. Well, this year's proceeds will go to Manna Food Pantries, Children's Home Society, Ready Kids, Gulf Coast Kids House, and the Arc Gateway. Total of 22 teams competed in that cook-off. Here's your winning teams. First place, Judge's Choice, Guy Brothers Roofing. Second place, Judge's Choice, Centennial Bank. Third place, Judge's Choice, Navy Federal Business Solutions. And the People's Choice Award went to the Campfire Fund. So congrats to everybody. Nice job, Seville Rotary.
Absolutely. And Advanced Auto Parts closing more than 700 locations nationwide. The North Carolina-based retailer says that the closures are part of its business restructuring plan. Roughly 500 corporate stores and 200 independently owned ones will close by mid-2025. It's not clear yet which locations will shut down, but there are about 250 stores just in the state of Ohio alone. The company has about 4,800 locations nationwide, though.
This is a serious case, and I know personally I've been talking about this for well over 10 years, but it's about the increasing numbers in military suicides. After dropping a bit in 2022, military suicides have increased again last year. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more on these disturbing numbers.
Ahead of the release of an official report, senior defense officials told the Associated Press that suicides in the military increased overall, with 523 suicides in 2023 compared to 493 the year before. But they noted that they think the rate is more important than the actual number due to the decreasing numbers of active duty forces. The rate of suicides went up for active duty and the reserves, while it was lower in the Guard, with the increases in suicides happening among specifically Army and Air Force members. Officials say suicides have increased among young men generally, even outside the military. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All righty, 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got some performers lined up for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but we also have more performers for the CMA Awards that are coming up. So
nice.
We got details on all that stuff and more.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
The weather's cooling down, but Gulf Breeze Natural Gas is ready to warm things up when you convert to a natural gas water heater, fireplace, or outdoor fire pit. Not to mention how much better your cooking recipes will taste this fall with a natural gas cooktop. Call 850-934-5108 or visit GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com to learn more about service installation and appliance rebates. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Your style, your comfort, your energy.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. There was just no news today other than our local congressman being nominated for attorney general, him resigning his seat, opening up all of the speculation floodgates about who's going to replace him, when that person would be put in office, and whether even former Congressman Gates can be confirmed or even needs to be. We had a really interesting interview with Alex Andrade about that. He says recess appointment doesn't even have to have Senate confirmation. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Randy Bachman, BTO, a little bit of overdrive this afternoon. Chris Bryan and yep. Austin Price hanging out with you. Thank you so much for taking us along on your drive. If you haven't looked up yet, Beaver Moon's straight overhead, looking pretty fine for us today. A lot of speculation continues about who could be interested in replacing Matt Gaetz in the U.S. House as he anticipates being confirmed as the U.S. Attorney General. There's a lot of talk locally about the candidates, State Representative Alex Andrade.
It's not going to be like some type of open primary where everyone is a free-for-all. There will be a primary, and then a few weeks later, there will be a general. Hopefully, it'll happen quickly. I saw the announcement from Governor DeSantis that he'd already directed Secretary of State Cord Byrd to come up with a plan before he comes back from Italy. So I think you'll have that announcement, at least on the congressional special elections in the next few days.
Okay, there's no word on really who is interested in that congressional seat at this point. We do know that Michelle Saltzman has shown some interest in it. On the Democrat side, Gay Valamont expected to begin campaigning for the seat. Again, she was, of course, in the runoff with Gaetz this last election on November 5th.
Yes, absolutely. Just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Do have some issues if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, coming from the Hurlburt Field area, heading towards Windhaven Beach. No confirmation of an accident or anything, at least not yet, but be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 55. Friday is going to be a little bit cooler, quote-unquote, than today. High of 71, low of 53. And then Saturday and Sunday, we'll start to see those highs and lows creep back up just a little bit. But all in all, they're going to be very similar to what we got tomorrow.
I just wanted to tell you, if you're maybe zipping around Pace tomorrow, thinking about dropping it to the library, don't do that. It is closed for upgrades. The November programs have all been zapped. Facility reopens on December 2nd. To try to save you a little bit of time here.
Absolutely. And, you know, whenever we talk about Thanksgiving coming up, we talk about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade because it's a staple. Well, Jennifer Hudson, Kylie Minogue, and Billy Porter performing in this year's parade, NBC broadcasting the 98th annual event on November 28th, beginning at 7:30 a.m. our time. This year's parade is billed as the largest one yet. The Today Show's Savannah Guthrie, Hoda Kotb, and Al Roker will host, and actress Alison Brie will cut the ribbon to kick it off.
Maybe you can consider this good, maybe not so good, but here it comes. If it seems like more retail outlets are closing up shop rather than holding grand openings, research shows you're absolutely right. Absolutely. Fox's Gardale Scott has the trending information.
As of last week, a research and data firm shows retail closures are outpacing newly opened businesses. CoreSite Research tells Fox Business stores shutting their doors number nearly 6,500, while there were slightly less than 5,400 openings. The closings mark the most since the height of the pandemic. Adding to concerns about the economy, CoreSite also found that at least 43 companies have declared bankruptcy this year, compared to 25 last year. Factors exist on both sides: consumers not wanting to pay higher prices, and retailers facing high labor costs, both affecting the bottom line. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Alrighty. Also brought this up earlier. CMA Awards show adding more than a dozen performers: Luke Combs, Eric Church, Megan Maroney, Casey Musgraves. They're among the newly announced acts who will take the stage at next week's ceremony. Others added include Jelly Roll, Brooks and Dunn, Cody Johnson, and Kelsey Ballerini, and Noah Kahan. Previously announced performers include Dierks Bentley, Luke Bryan, and Chris Stapleton. The CMA Awards will air live from Nashville's Bridgestone Arena on ABC on November 20th.
We're up there with some kind of presence from Cat Country, aren't we?
Yes, Brenton Mell are going to be up there. Not sure if Jordan Glass and Captain Chris are going to be up there, but I know that Brenton Mell are going. The owners, Dave and Mary, they are heading up there with them. Our company will be very well represented up in Nashville.
Okay, here's the latest from NHC. Forecasters say in the area of disturbed weather, it was known as Invest.L, has now been upgraded to Tropical Storm Sarah. Expect the system to become Hurricane Sarah by tomorrow. While it poses really no threat to the Gulf Coast communities of the Florida Panhandle, Sarah does present a threat to Central South Florida and the Keys next week. Forecasters indicate the storm could make landfall as a Cat 1 or 2 event. Atlantic hurricane season ending in 16 days.
Now that's good news, but I've got some bad news to go along with it.
You're going to buzzkill this one.
An investigation. Well, it's more strange news. An investigation underway after customs agents at the Texas border with Mexico spotted something funny inside a big rig load full of serrano peppers. The agency says that X-ray scanners found nearly 2,000 bundles of drugs hidden between the vegetables. The meth, they say, has a street value of more than $31 million.
Yipes.
You can't trust anyone or serrano peppers, apparently.
Okay, while we're on the buzzkill stories right now, the holiday shopping season may not be as merry for retailers this year, with a recently released trial report suggesting they could see less sales growth over the holiday period. The growth rate for Christmas sales, roughly about 3% this year. A recent Bankrate survey indicated 37% of holiday shoppers intended to kick off their spending this month in November. About 15% plan to wait until December to open up their wallets. And, you know, by looking at some of these prices, those wallets have to have a big mouth, man.
Yeah, I've done some of my Christmas shopping. Went ahead and cranked it out. Got it done.
You went down there and slaved on the streets and just kind of suffered it out amongst the crowd of thousands, didn't you?
No, I'm too lazy for that. I sat in my room and ordered online.
There, look at that. Just look at you. You couldn't smell.
Modern problems.
You couldn't hear the bells all the folks yelling Merry Christmas and all that festive. Look what you missed, Austin Price.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.